This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Denise Davis, who's the spokesperson for Yes on 78, No on 79. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we start talking about the substance of these two propositions, I'd like to sort of position you in terms of some of the organizations that are involved here. You're the spokesperson for an organization that's called Yes on 78, No on 79?
Right, and we're representing a group of people who've come together to pass Proposition 78 and make sure that Proposition 79 does not pass.
And explain the legal elements involved and why it's important that 79, from your point of view, not pass, as well as that 78 do pass, or presumably if they both pass, that 78 pass with a larger vote.
The biggest problem with 79 is that it will not provide drug discounts for people in California because it will not go into effect. 78 is all about making sure that medications that are needed by poor people get into the hands of poor people. It's a workable solution for a real problem in California, and many people have come forward to support 78 because they understand that it is the way to solve this problem of affordable prescriptions for people in need.
Who are some of those groups or people that are coming forward in support of 78?
We've got Chambers of Commerce. We've got a number of healthcare groups, doctors, people who are basically concerned about many people that are typically called disease groups, people who are concerned about getting treatments for people who have certain conditions and ailments and making sure that they have access to those drugs at an affordable rate.
Is your organization associated with CalRx?
CalRx is a program that began, I believe, last year. It's, I don't know if you could say associated. Definitely, CalRx was a product of the state and the state negotiations with SB 19, which is the precursor to Proposition 78. Basically, what this is, it's a clearinghouse for all the different drug discount programs that are out there that drug companies offer, so people have one place to go to access all the myriad of drug discount programs that are in existence
right
now.
Could you explain to our listeners what the main provisions of Proposition 78 are and if implemented, what they would do?
Proposition 78 is a voluntary program that would allow citizens of California who are at 300% of the federal poverty level, that's a family of four making about $58,000 a year, to have access to discounted prescription drugs. It does not tie anything, any program component to the Medi-Cal program. And this is important because once you tie something to the Medi-Cal program, it needs federal approval. That's the problem with 79. It will not be approved because it ties it to the state Medi-Cal program, and the federal government will not approve it because it leverages poor people to give a benefit to people who are technically not poor.
So
79 goes up to 400% of the federal poverty level. That's $77,000 a year.
So you're saying that Proposition 79, if it passes, will be overturned by court action
no.
at the federal level?
No. What I'm saying is the federal government will not approve it. It's very complicated policy wonk kind of stuff, but the federal government, no program like this has ever been approved by any administration, Democrat or Republican. There has to be, if you're going to use the Medicaid population, which this one does, it says if drug companies for some reason cannot provide a discount, their drugs will fall off the Medi-Cal formulary. And because you're leveraging those Medicaid patients, Medi-Cal patients, the federal government says there has to be a close nexus. And at $77,000, 400% of the federal poverty level, they don't see the benefit of how this helps poor people.
You're saying that the problem is that Prop 79 is planning to help people who have, is that household incomes of $77,000?
Yes, correct.
And because of that, it will render itself ineligible for some sort of federal
approval. Right.
Well, let's get back to that. But right now, I'm looking at a chart that the proponents of 79 have put up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure you're familiar with it. And it says that the prescription drug industry is supporting Prop 78. Is that true?
Certainly, it's backing the Prop 78 because it's a workable solution to the problem of getting discounted drugs into the hands of people in California. When SB 19 was negotiated, SB 19 was the legislative measure that many people believed was the answer. It is exactly the same as Proposition 78. When the drug companies were brought to the table to negotiate SB 19 with the professional staff at the Health and Human Services Agency, the state officials drove a hard bargain. But the drug company said, look, we realize there's a problem. We realize there needs to be a program. We're going to do the right thing. We're going to provide, we're going to step up and do a program where discounts will be achievable and the program will work. And this is the agreement that came with SB 19. Unfortunately, with the cloud hanging over the state capitol and all the things going on here, SB 19 never made it out of committee. The way to have handled this was through the legislative process,
right?
But it didn't go that way. So now we're in the middle of an initiative.
So you're saying that SB 19 was agreed to by the drug industry, but it didn't pass the legislature, and now it's
was agreed to not only by the people who make medicine,
right,
but by a lot of other people, healthcare professionals. It was carried as a bipartisan bill by a Democrat. Deborah Ortiz.
Right.
So
in that case, why do you have any idea or any thoughts about why it didn't pass the legislature?
Because of the political environment.
Was it? Could you be more specific?
Are you from California?
Yep.
Okay. Well, once the governor announced the special election, the dynamic in the Capitol changed.
So you're saying it was SB 19 was a casualty of the special election.
I don't know specifically the special election, but definitely the dynamic between the unions and the governor.
Okay, and therefore, drug industry proponents of that compromise thought it was important enough to put it on the ballot.
Well, when the other side put their initiative on the ballot,
so
it pretty much made sense that there had to be an alternative to that, because there has to be a program in California that will work, and 79 will not work. So the risk of leaving 79 hanging out there by itself and people being duped into thinking that they were going to get a drug discount program in California through 79,
right,
78 offers an alternative.
So
it's a real program, that will work.
You said earlier that Prop 78 provides a voluntary program, meaning, and then you followed up by saying that individuals could are free to participate in it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Is it also voluntary from the point of view of the prescription drug manufacturers?
That's what I meant, actually. It is voluntary by all the drug manufacturers. What I mean by that is that there's no hammer. With 79, if drug companies for some reason cannot participate in the discount program, their drugs will fall off the Medi-Cal formulary. That's the hammer.
Right, but I wanted to focus on 78 first. Since,
yeah.
Pfizer, Merck, Roche, all of those companies, what incentives or controls exist for them under Prop 78 that would require them to offer drug discounts? Are there any?
Not a specific requirement. However, I will say, these companies have come forward and testified at the state legislature that they will be participating, and in other states they've done it. Drug companies have been doing drug discount programs for many, many years, quietly doing them behind the scenes. They're going to start doing things a little bit more loudly and letting people know the drug discount programs that are out there. That's one reason RX Help for California exists, the program you mentioned earlier.
Right.
Companies are coming together and letting people know that the programs are out there.
Could you say something either in general or specifically about those voluntary drug programs that the drug companies provide now?
Mm-hmm.
The amount of discounts, who participates, and how those specific programs relate to the provisions of Prop 78?
I don't have the numbers in front of me, I'm sorry, those programs don't specifically relate to Prop 78, other than it shows that the companies will do it, that the companies have done it, and that they do provide discounts, and they're doing it in other states.
Right,
in Ohio, for example,
right,
every major manufacturer has stepped up to work in Ohio's Best RX, their drug discount program.
Right, I'm trying to understand that if people vote for Prop 78 and it passes and it goes into effect, will that mean that Pfizer, Merck, and GlaxoSmithKline will be required under the law to provide discounted drugs to people who qualify under whatever the provisions of 78 are?
Oh, that's not how 78 works.
Okay.
It's not a requirement. It's a voluntary program.
Voluntary on the part of the manufacturers.
Company. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But speaking of those manufacturers, I wanted to see if I could pin you down a little bit more on the contributions that they're making financially to this campaign. person I spoke to, speaking for Prop 79, said that $72 million were going to be spent on behalf of 78. Is that a reasonable estimate from your point of view?
No, first of all, that's not correct, because we're running two campaigns. One is to make sure 78 passes.
Right. You know,
one is to make sure 79 doesn't pass.
Right. And you know how much you're planning to spend on each of those two separate campaigns?
No, I don't.
Is $72 million for both of them outrageously large by your estimate?
It's not a record, that I know.
Okay.
And I think it is a lot of money, and certainly nobody wanted to spend that kind of money. We had hoped that this thing would have been resolved through SB 19 in the legislature.
Right.
However, now we've got two initiatives on the ballot that we're dealing with.
Right.
This is a large state with expensive media markets.
What can
we need to break through and educate the people of California about what 78 will do and how it will work,
right,
and it will work, and why 78 is a false promise.
What can you say about what percentage of the budget for Prop 70, for yes on 78, no on 79, is being provided by the major pharmaceutical companies?
I can't say anything about that.
Okay. Speaking of 79, it's my understanding from what they say on their site and what I got from the person I talked to from that group, was that what they're talking about is a bulk buying of drugs program. Not a government bureaucracy program, but a program in which the state of California would negotiate with the drug manufacturers to get bulk lower discount prices for their for the people who are eligible. Is that, as a general proposition, true or not?
Hypothetically, 79 were able to be approved by the federal government, which it will not be, and it were to go into effect, it will, you know, both of these measures are government, they're government programs. They establish a drug discount program for the state of California. The problem with 79 is that because it ties and does that leveraging practice, it won't ever go into effect.
On what grounds does the federal government need to approve this? Prop 79, that is.
Because any time you deal with Medicaid, it's a federal program, you have to get approval. You have to go through the federal government's approval program. It's a federal government program.
Right. And what exactly is the way in which Prop 79 relates to the Medicare recipients?
They have, because if drug companies cannot participate for whatever reason in the program, in the drug discount program, their drugs fall off the Medi-Cal formulary. They are no longer eligible. The people that need their drugs that are Medi-Cal patients can't get them.
What would be the...
Or they have to get prior authorization, which doctors are telling us 90% of the time they won't get.
So you've now put
a bureaucrat between a patient and their doctor.
What are the possible reasons that a drug company couldn't participate in a bulk purchasing?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I don't know. You know, research and development costs, I don't know. I don't know what the specific reasons are, but I'm just saying...
I'm asking for any hypothetical reasons. If a drug company is in the business of developing and marketing drugs, and the state of California comes and said, we'd like to buy 400,000 doses of your drugs, what possible reason would they have for not participating in that
program? Because the state of California would be saying, we're going to buy this many doses of your drug at this price.
You mean they'd be negotiating with them for a price? They'd say company A has a certain product, company B has a certain product that may be interchangeable. And the state of California said, if we don't get it from you, we'll get it from them. And wouldn't they be free under the market to not participate in that?
The drug companies?
Yes.
Certainly. That's 78. But 79 says, and if you refuse and you have a drug on the Medi-Cal formulary, you're off. You're off of the Medi-Cal formulary.
Meaning that that drug company can't sell any of its drugs through the formulary of Medi-Cal?
I don't know if it's a specific drug or all drugs, but particularly those drugs would be off. That I know.
Okay. What kind of things are you doing to get your point of view across to the voters?
We're doing a pretty aggressive public education campaign. We're, you know, trying to do the usual things like educate reporters. We've briefed reporters. We're going out and talking to groups a lot. We've, you know, obviously taken up a series of paid advertisements which talk about what 78 does and what 79 will not do.
Have you been participating in any debates with the other side?
Yeah, we've had a couple of debates and on the air debates with Anthony Wright of Health Access, and we've done a couple at, you know, community type events and, you know, things like that.
Would you be interested in doing a similar discussion with Anthony Wright here on California Politics Day at your mutual convenience?
Sure. Okay. I think Jan Fakes of Pharma will, she's a lot deeper into the policy, of course, than I am, and she could answer all those questions that I just stumbled on the ins and outs, because she's been doing this for many, many, many years and understands it.
Okay, you could help get in touch with her.
Uh-huh, no problem.
Okay, why don't we follow up that way, and let me thank you now for your time and input here, and don't hang up, but let me thank you on the air for participating in California Politics today.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.